Good morning. This is Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. Yes, that is the sound of a bell. Today is a special day. Today we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle, St. James the Greater, as he is known. We're going to read a special gospel to commemorate St. James on the program today. Got a great show. Let's kick it off with prayer, then I'll give you the details about what's happening today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we come before you with gratitude today. We know that you are watching us, and you have brought us to the beginning of a new day. We thank you for that, Father. We ask you to strengthen us and to accompany us wherever we go this day. Help us to always remember your presence and help us to be able to show your love to those we meet today. We lift up our intentions, whatever it is that we're struggling with today, we give them to you, Father, and we ask you to handle them for us because you're going to do a lot better job than we can. We also ask you to speak through us at the station today. Everything that comes forth from our mouths today, may it be your divine word. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into the program. This is Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Joined in the studio, as always, by the one, the only, the magnificent Dave Parker.
Thank you, magnificent Gary. Back at you.
Also,
good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Frank Eliason here, our Director of Operations.
Good morning.
Hey, Frank, you've been here for a little while, and we are still on the air. That's a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
Right? So you're doing a little work last night here at the station?
Yeah, you boys found me sleeping in the truck this morning.
It was kind of scary. I got here, I saw Frank's truck, did not see Frank.
Exactly.
And I didn't want to go looking in every crevice and corner of the studio because I didn't know what I was going to find.
Yeah, and I came in and I said, hi, guys, and Gary said, that's just me. Where's Frank?
But Frank is always hard at work behind the scenes to keep us up and running. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be joined by Ken Davison. Ken Davison is the founder of an apostolate, Holy Heroes. They do some excellent work, videos, DVDs, CDs, recordings, books for children, some great stuff. I got to know Ken a while ago. Finally, we're getting the opportunity to have him on the show to talk about some of the new things they are going to be featuring. Also today, the doctor is in.
All
Dr.
Right.
Ray Guarendi, right here on Spirit in the Morning.
On our air.
That's right.
Yes,
you hear
right.
him every day on Holy Spirit Radio at 1 p.m., but he's going to be here a little earlier. Hopefully Dr. Ray is awake today because it's very bright and early.
If he's listening, Dr. Ray, have another cup of coffee.
That's,
okay?
That's right. Hey, guys.
Or tea, whatever you prefer.
A couple of pieces of, I would say, sad news that I want to pass along, some things that I felt I should mention. Many of you remember a long-running series, a long-running Catholic program that was on the air in the Philadelphia area. It was called As the Spirit Leads, hosted by John and Barbara Ann Marion. This is a show, I think they started it way back in 1977. I know my wife said her mother used to listen to it. She remembers her listening to it. John Marion passed away maybe about 10, 12 years ago. Barbara Ann Marion just passed away in her sleep. She was 83 years old. She passed away on July the 15th. Please just keep, I just wanted to let you know because that not everybody knows that this happened. I know they were they were pioneers. They were doing this before a lot of people, Frank, were doing Catholic radio.
They were, and actually she recently moved back to the Philadelphia area, so she moved away a little bit and then moved back and sent me a CD and we were, wow. Sorry. Make a bang.
Sorry.
About, trying to find a way, possibly coming back on the air and finding a way to do that. So I literally have her CD in my car.
Wow.
Just moved it the other day. So very sad news. She was a very nice woman.
She was. She really was. And so please keep her soul in your prayers. Her son is Drew Mariani, who does a national Catholic program as well. I'm going to reach out to Drew in a little bit, see if we can get him on the show to talk about his parents, because that was a really important show for many, many people. There's a story that before our girls were born and the doctors were saying they weren't going to live, my wife called into that show and some amazing things happened because of that. So we'll talk about that at some point. So keep Barbara Ann and her family in your prayers. The other sad news is Charlie Gard. The parents, sadly, dropped their pursuit to get him treated in the U.S.
Yes.
upon receiving the latest evidence from the doctors that treatment at this point in time wouldn't do any good. Frank, I know we've talked about this before, Dave. A missed opportunity. If this treatment may have happened months ago,
it went on for a really long time. I still can't comprehend how government can basically say, you know, you can't pay for your child to be cared for elsewhere. To me, I can't even fathom how that is. I've had, you know, issues with healthcare in the past with our daughter Gianna, who passed away a number of years ago. And you know what? As a parent, you fight for your child.
Yep.
And, you know, I was not afraid to fight with doctors for my child. And, you know, to have a government basically stand in its way of getting that care, it's sad. And ultimately, that length of time is really what caused the problem.
Exactly. And we will have on the program, Teresa Tommy will be here tomorrow. Bobby Schindler will be here on Thursday. We're going to ask both of them to weigh in. But, Dave, this is a wake-up call, and we need to bring this to your attention.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Wake-up call. Come on. Everybody, look at the state. This was in Britain, the United Kingdom. But we don't want that type of healthcare system here. And, you know, we may be quasi. I mean, there are good parts of, you know, that type of medical system. But when the state comes in and says you cannot, you know, take care of your child, I mean, where do we draw the line, folks? We have to rally. We have to learn more about this and then fight for the right to life.
And, Dave, that's the key. It's a sad story. But we need to – I'm telling you this because we need to be informed so that we can do something about it. And if you get a chance, check out the gut-wrenching words from Charlie's parents in court yesterday. It'll tear your heart out. I mean, what they had to say.
Yeah, I got choked up.
Yeah, so it's but just something we wanted to bring your attention. We will talk more about it. Pray for all of them involved because now, apparently, it's just a matter of time before Charlie passes away, and the parents they must be going through a very difficult time right now. I just can't even imagine. So keep them in your prayers today and in the days to come. Let's see what else we have here. Let me do a quick look at the weather, and then it's gospel time. Okay. Today's weather, currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 67 degrees. Today, some patchy drizzle and fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 66. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, at the moment, in Lyonville, 64 degrees. Jenkintown, 67 degrees. And in New Hope, we have 63 degrees. Mm. All right, let's do today's gospel, which is picked specifically for St. James the Apostle. Comes from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right, the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Wow. This is a reminder for us that if we are to get to heaven to receive our eternal reward, what do we have to do? We have to serve others.
Yes.
So we are not here to be served, but we are here to serve others, as Jesus did.
As our Lord did, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't always like that. I would rather Jesus said, "Hey, if you want to get to heaven, let everybody serve you and just sit back and let them take care of you." That's easier, but
exactly,
Dave, it's not easy to
serve
others, right?
Human nature doesn't lend itself to that necessarily. And then that's where we need, by studying scripture, prayer, contemplation, and the help of others, a spiritual director, we can learn how to serve others.
Yeah.
You know, and just do it. Just do it when we come across that person.
Yeah.
That might need it. We talked a lot last week about the encounters that mm-hmm. we may come upon.
We just never know.
We just never know.
We just never know who we're going to run across. One of the neat things about this story was the very beginning of this. We were just talking about Charlie Gard and taking mm-hmm. care of your children. The mother of James and John approached Jesus and said, you know, take care of my sons. You mm-hmm. know, make sure they sit at mm-hmm. your right and your left. I want you to make sure. That's a mother doing her thing. Isn't
exactly,
that great, though,
exactly.
the way she did that?
And I don't know if I want to go here, but it's almost like I can hear a Jewish accent.
Well,
you know?
No, exactly.
Exactly.
That's a Jewish mother taking care of her sons.
Of course,
I want you to take care of my sons.
Very assertive.
And the other ten apostles are saying, wait a minute, what is this lady doing? It's kind of funny when you really think about what's going on here. But Jesus is emphasizing that there's a bigger picture here, mm-hmm. that, yeah, they can get to heaven, mm-hmm. that's fine, but they're going to have to go through the cross. There's going to be suffering involved, and of course, tradition holds. James and John were martyrs at one point. They were martyred for the faith.
And what I thought of when he said, well, and, oh yeah, we can drink your chalice, it'll be easy.
They didn't even understand.
They didn't understand. It was so easy, it just rolled off their tongue.
Yeah.
there's a lot to that, folks.
It's like St. Peter, the same way, oh Lord, I'll never desert you. Don't worry about it. And then three times he denies him, you know.
Yeah.
But I see some of myself in stories like this.
Oh, yes.
I mean, yeah, it's really easy to follow the Lord when everything's going my way. But mm-hmm. when the suffering starts coming along, that's that natural human aversion, if you will, to suffering. Right,
Great
Dave?
Word. Absolutely. I agree, Gary.
Yeah. And that's we may not like suffering, but suffering can be redemptive. We can offer up our suffering, give it up mm-hmm. to the Lord, and unite with him in his mission. And honestly, mm-hmm. if we're going to follow Jesus, we all say, yes, I'm a follower of Jesus. But that means we have to follow him. And if you look at the life of Christ,
not just lip service, we have to go into action. And that can be tough. But,
right.
but through prayer and God's help, we can do it.
That's right. So you're going to encounter suffering today. It may be minor suffering. Right now, you might be sitting in traffic. You might be dealing with the rain. You might be, the air conditioning in your house might be out. Whatever it may be, try your best to, with God's grace, to offer up that suffering and say, hey, Lord, I lift it up to you. I give it up to you. And one day, you, like James and John, will receive your heavenly reward. When we come back, Ken Davidson will be talking with Holy Heroes. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 25th. Today we celebrate St. James the Apostle. Today's saint and his brother John were called by Jesus as they worked in their father's fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee. James the Greater, as he is sometimes called, was among Jesus' closest friends. With his brother and Peter, James was privileged to witness the transfiguration, the raising to life of the daughter of Jairus, and the agony in Gethsemane. The Gospels tell us something of the temperament of these brothers. In one incident, both James and John, or their mother, depending on which Gospel you're reading, asked if they could have the seats of honor in the kingdom. Jesus assured them that such an honor was not his to give, but belonged to his heavenly Father. Another time, when a Samaritan village did not give Jesus a grand welcome, James and John were ready to call down fire from heaven to destroy it. Jesus' nickname for them, Sons of Thunder, hints at their great zeal, if not their lively tempers. Apparently the first of the apostles to be martyred, James' death is recorded in Acts of the Apostles. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
We used to hide from the light. We made friends with the night. We were headed the wrong way on a one-way track, going nowhere fast. We got used to the dark. We thought, this is who we are. And we figured that we were just too far gone. But we were wrong. Cause love came running like a river. And we got washed in the water.
Was then, this is now. That was Josh Wilson. I am Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Great to have you with us today. We're joined now by a good friend of mine, Ken Davidson. I've been wanting to get this guy on the program for a long time, and I begged and begged and begged. Finally, Ken agreed to come on to talk about the great work he's doing at Holy Heroes. Hey, brother, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I don't recall the begging and begging.
Hey, Ken, it's been a long time. I really have wanted to get you on. We want to talk about some of the new products that you have for Holy Heroes. But before we do that, in case any of our listeners are not familiar with the work that you do, could you give us a brief overview of what Holy Heroes is all about?
Yeah, what we're about is helping families bring the joy of the faith to their families. So we help with the stories of the faith, the things that will ignite the imaginations of the children, inspire them through the stories that have been written in the lives of real people, the saints.
And you do a great job with it. Ken, your background, I find this fascinating. Your background, you were in the military, graduated from the Air Force Academy, you worked for Procter & Gamble for years. I don't think I know the answer to this question, so I'm going to ask you, how did you get involved with Holy Heroes in the first place?
Well, it was actually getting married is what happened. Then years went by.
Yeah.
I had a business career and then I converted and became Catholic. And then over the next few years, I actually did a theology degree, and I'm saying, you know, is this what I'm supposed to do? I was out in Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, it just dawned on me that this is really not what I should be doing. And so I went into running a Catholic nonprofit. And it was my kids and my wife, you know, that's why I say it was getting married. I didn't realize what was happening, how my life would be changed by that over all these years. My children would talk to other children and were very excited, telling stories of saints and using little Catholic coloring books and things like that. Mm. And so while I was at this Catholic nonprofit, we began to develop the Glory Stories, which were our audio dramatized saint stories, and saw what that was doing to my children. And then my wife and my kids picked it up, and the next thing we knew, we were doing free online adventures for Advent, where my kids will teach other kids to videos and downloadable activity pages and things like that. And it was my wife basically running with the kids. They would do these things every day, and then that turned into Lenten adventure, and it turned into a spiritual adoption adventure. So it's basically, I never planned it. I didn't intend to do this, and the next thing I knew, it was so big that it's become a full-time job, and the family is all involved in it, and it's just a lot of fun.
I think it's really neat to watch your kids grow up through the years. When I first got to meet you, all, your kids were small, and now they're growing up. That's what's happening. That, I think, you know what, Ken? I think that means you're getting a little older too, my friend.
It could be. I sort of think that they're just getting older, and I'm staying young.
Yeah. Hey, I would encourage anybody listening to check out holyheroes.com. I mean, you've got a vast catalog of great products. My kids love your CDs and some of your videos. Ken, talk, if you will. You have some really neat new products, in addition to these glory stories that tell, in a very exciting way, the stories of the lives of the saints. Talk about some of the new products that you have.
Well, it's the 100th anniversary of Fatima.
Right.
And one of the Glory Stories, Volume 13, is about the Secrets from Heaven, the story of the children of Fatima. And we have a Fatima family handbook. Everything that we do, we're trying to, as I said, you know, inspire the imagination of the children and bring the joy in the stories of the faith. How do you live the faith? You can imitate the saints, how they lived it. It's not about rules and regulations. It's watching the joy and how other children ahead of you were able to do this and how they grew and to become saints.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of things for Fatima. There's actually a plenary indulgence that you can obtain in the 100th anniversary of Fatima. We have a brochure that you can get that, and how to make the five first Saturdays, and this Fatima family handbook, which tells all the story, not just the Fatima apparitions, but the apparitions for these children continued after 1917. And so you get the words of these actual children and the things that they learned and the things that they said the Blessed Mother wanted them to do. And then you can actually take your little handbook, and it's got space for you to contemplate this and write down, okay, what are you going to do? Our Blessed Mother asked the three children of Fatima to spread messages, you can do that yourself. So you take your handbook and write down what you're going to do and learn the prayers and live your life in imitation of those children.
And it's a really good book. I'm taking a look at it right now. Raymond Arroyo had some great things to say about it on the back cover. Danielle Bean, who's a regular on this show, really endorsed it. The Fatima Family Handbook, highly recommended. Very readable, Ken. And is this the first book that you've published? I know you've done the DVDs and the CDs. Is this the first book that you've done?
We actually have two other books,
okay.
And they're all in the same sort of thing. We have a flip book. On one, you read it one way, and it's got 24 prayers that every Catholic child should know by heart and how to pray them like a Catholic. Bow your head in the name of Jesus. Mm. You know, here's when you genuflect in the Angelus, etc. You flip it the other way, and it's a missalette, but it's more than just the responses. It takes you through the Mass. Here's what everybody else is doing. Here are the prayers that the priest is doing. Here are the postures and the gestures. But then last year we came up with a book that people have really, really liked. Again, these are small little books with lots of really colorful illustrations for children, all in the works of mercy.
Wow.
All the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. What do they mean? How does God use your performance of these works of mercy to transform not just the hearts of those that you're serving, but to transform you And this has really taken off. There's actually a card game that goes with it as well. We just got back from a conference, and people were gobbling this up because the artwork really gets the children. And then the way that everything is explained is in a way, as one mom said, it's simplified. It's not watered down.
Exactly. And that's what I like about your material. It is substantial. It's got substance, but it is simplified. You've got a new video series out, Inside the Sacraments. The latest episode is on the Holy Mass, where you break down the Mass in a way that even children can understand. My daughter, Mary, I brought this home. You were kind enough to give me a copy when I saw you recently. She loved it. Talk a little bit about this, Ken, if you could, this video, this DVD on the Holy Mass.
Yeah, like I said, this is really something that I didn't drive us into. It was my wife and my children. So we have two DVDs where it's my eight children teaching your children things. The first one was on the Eucharist, how the revelation of the Eucharist unfolded. And then we just released one taking you step-by-step through the Mass, where all these prayers come from. And you get a lot of different views that children don't get up there on the altar. What is the priest doing? What prayers is the priest praying? Where did they come from? And again, the whole Mass, you see that where it comes from historically, where it comes from in the Bible and Scripture, and takes you back in time to the catacombs and things with, again, my children leading you through the Mass. Yeah. And again, we're getting a lot of moms saying that it's even children as young as like 3 years old understand things now about what's going on in the Mass, and they pay much better attention.
Yeah, and you do it in a very entertaining way, and that's what I like about your work. It really grabs you, catches your attention.
We try, and it's basically what's mesmerizing to children or other children. So, mom may know the faith, dad may know the faith, but nobody knows it as well as an 11-year-old kid mind of another child.
Yeah. Excellent. And I really encourage everybody to check out your work at holyheroes.com. You've just got so many products. You're constantly working to put out new products. Ken, you're doing great work, brother. Thank you for making some time for us to come on the show.
Sure. Thank you very much. And there's lots of free stuff there, lots of Mass prep and things that people can pop in there all the time and get a taste of it.
And you have a mailing list, right? You do different mailing lists you can get on as well to get inspirational messages. Is that correct?
Yes. You can get Mass prep. You can get all these various adventures. You can also get other free things that we come up with from time to time, little short videos and that sort of thing.
Ken, thank you so much. And I want to on the air thank you for all the support you've given me over the years. You and I go back quite a while. I hope that I'm very grateful for your support, for everything you've done to help me to continue forward.
Well, we try to do what we can. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, brother. We'll have to do it again sometime, all right?
All right.
Ken Davidson, holyheroes.com. Check out their work. I mean, he does fantastic work. Dave Parker, good
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the handbook, quality material. DVD covers as Gary's talking. Check it out, folks.
Yeah, dozens of CDs on the saints, prayers for kids. My kids love them. Your kids will as well. All right, when we come back, the doctor will be in. None other than Dr. Ray Guarendi joining us on Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio news update. The office of Senator John McCain says that the ailing Arizona Republican will return to the Senate today, the day of the health care vote. In a statement last night, McCain's office says he looks forward to continuing work on important legislation, mentioning specifically health care reform, the National Defense Authorization Act, and new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. McCain's return to the Senate, though, has been uncertain since last week's announcement of his cancer diagnosis. Senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, meanwhile, is denying that he colluded with Russians in the course of President Donald Trump's White House bid. Kushner is also declaring that he has, quote, nothing to hide behind closed doors. The Trump son-in-law spoke yesterday to staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee for nearly 3 hours at the Capitol. In church news, Pope Francis has donated €25,000 to the efforts of the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, in support of people facing famine and food insecurity in East Africa. The Holy Father had pledged personal assistance in a message to FAO's conference on July the 3rd, at which point he said he was, quote, inspired by the desire to encourage governments. Even in the Vatican, though, people are not free from the effects of drought and difficulty. The drought that has been affecting the city of Rome and the surrounding areas of the capital has led the Holy See to take measures to save water. Therefore, the governorate of Vatican City State has decided to turn off all of the fountains, both the external ones located in St. Peter's Square and the interior fountains, including those in the Vatican Gardens. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
The Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition Celebrate Life 5K Run and 2K Walk is Saturday, July 29th at Peace Valley Park in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The race is at 9 a.m. and the walk will follow. You can register by mail until July 19th, online until July 25th at PretzelCitySports.com. There is a nominal fee for online registration. Or on race day, starting at 7:30 a.m. Celebrate life with the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, July 29th, Peace Valley Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. While working as a Spanish translator for a class at Mercy Center in the Bronx, Angelica Perez encountered a woman in her late 50s who opened up about her lifetime of physical and emotional pain. Though Angelica realized this woman needed professional treatment for depression, she listened sympathetically as she talked for over an hour. Before leaving, the woman hugged Angelica and said, "Thank you for listening to my story. No one has ever sat with me and listened for such a long time." Recalling that experience on the Mercy Volunteer Corps blog, Angelica wrote, "All I did was listen with compassion and respond gently. I was reminded on this day that the simplest acts of kindness can make a big difference." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I might be halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble bring me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got your here in my heart. Waving like a torch, fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got joy. 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 So I'll just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can face in greater hands. God, I know you'll never let me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got joy here in my heart. Waving like a torch, fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got joy. 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 It's gonna be my strength, be my truth. Gonna light the way, see me through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how. You're gonna be my strength, be my truth. Gonna light the way, see me through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got your here in my heart. Waving like a torch, fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got.
Again, that was Joy by Johnny Diaz. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're really blessed to have you as a listener each day on the program. Every day on Holy Spirit Radio at 1 p.m., we feature a program that Doctor is in with none other than Dr. Ray Guarendi. Dr. Ray is a father of 10. He's a clinical psychologist. He's an author. He's a professional speaker, and unlike me, and he's also a national radio and TV host. His radio show, The Doctor Is In, that airs on Holy Spirit Radio every Monday through Friday, can be heard on over 440 stations and Sirius XM Channel 130. His TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray, is aired in 140 countries. We are blessed today because Dr. Ray Guarendi joins us right now on Spirit in the Morning. Dr. Ray, good morning, my friend.
Gary, I don't understand why you have a show in the middle of the night like this.
Hey, I appreciate it. I know this was hard for you to get up early. Dr. Ray, I've seen you talk many times. You're a great speaker. You're a funny guy. You're a very entertaining person. We love your show. I think a lot of people don't realize there's a compassionate side to you. There's a very soft side. You told a story one time. I heard you at a conference about an elderly Italian gentleman who got his wife a special anniversary present. It was a touching story. I wonder if you would share that with us this morning.
I was at a marriage conference with my Uncle Giuseppe. He'd been married 48 years, and the priest said, "Giuseppe, would you tell these young men how to make a marriage last 48 years?" He said, "Well, you know, you've got to do nicest things. You've got to make her feel special. You always remember the very special of days. For our 25th anniversary, I take her to Italy."
Hmm.
And the priest said, "Giuseppe, you know, that's impressive. Now, two more years, you got 50 years. What are you going to do then?" He said, "Well, for my 50, I'm going to go get her and bring her back."
You are a classic, my friend. Love that story. Oh, man, you are something else. Dr. Ray, I want to ask you, you deal with a lot of parents with problems in their children. What would you say, or maybe the top three problems that people come to you with about their children?
If we take the sample, Gary, of people trying to be good parents, all right, let's leave aside those folks whose lives are fractured and they're not involved and they're neglectful. Let's talk about guys like you and me and people trying to raise good families. Okay, right at the top is disrespect.
Wow.
Snotty tone, snotty comebacks, language that is disrespectful. That is probably the number one thing. That goes right at the heart of the relationship.
Hmm.
I look at my clients often and I say, do you hear how she's talking to you? And they'll look at me like it was a revelation.
Wow.
Well, I guess, because they've gotten so used to it. I call it the battered parent syndrome. They don't even realize how disrespectful. I tell them, if any other human being in your life talked to you this way, it wouldn't be your friend. Not more than a week or two, anyway.
Mm.
So this disrespect is big. Controlling communication via cell phones and social media. It's with us. I don't know. We'll never, ever be apart from it.
Right.
However, most parents dramatically underestimate its shaping power of the child, of the world that it opens up. They do not get proper screening. They will say things like, "Well, yeah, you know, we have to have contact because she's at home and I want to know what she's doing."
Right.
Why did you get her an iPhone 27 that can get every piece of trash everywhere on the internet? "Well, she wouldn't accept a flip phone. Oh, she'd be so upset if I got her a flip phone," because, you know, all of her 9-year-old friends have iPhones 27. That's a huge matter, and it's big because most parents underestimate its impact until they get burned.
Yeah.
That's where it comes in, until they get burned.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
Well, Dr. Ray, let's talk. Can I talk about that for a minute? You said all of their other friends have these iPhone 27s. Isn't that not fair to not let my child have one because he or she is going to get alienated because they don't have one of these iPhones? What do you say to that?
Resentment has become a problem for good parents.
Yeah.
The kids look all around and say, how can all those people be wrong and you be right?
Yeah.
And the problem with many parents is they're frightened of the resentment. They're frightened of the child thinking that there is, how did I get stuck with you, you Neanderthals? You're so totally unfair.
Yeah.
And that is what happens. And the amount of strength required as a parent to say, this is how we view it. And we may be one in a thousand, but we have to do what's right. Most parents collapse on that, Gary. I'll tell you that right now.
I believe it.
They collapse. Mm-hmm. They may hold out till the kid's 12. You know, the kid started nagging when he was 8, or she was 8. Mostly girls do the most nagging. Mm-hmm. But by the time he's 12, they collapse.
Yeah.
Because they said, well, I held out for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's only 12. Mm-hmm. So that is a real problem. The standing strong against the culture around you is a huge problem.
Yeah, I believe it. Dr. Ray, let me ask you this. I do a lot of speaking, as you know, about overcoming anxiety. It's something I have struggled with for many years. I run into a lot of parents who say, my 8-year-old, my 9-year-old, they are incredibly anxious. They worry all the time. Do you run into that with children as well?
I do run into that, but here is the twist on that.
Okay.
I have found a relationship between a child who is behaviorally a problem, who is challenging or defiant or doesn't cooperate with a parent, and anxiety. I have.
Interesting.
Because, yes, when you spend a lot of time clashing with the people around you, especially the significant people, your mom, your dad, you become kind of agitated. Your whole emotional thermostat is kicked up. And you are more likely to have a sense of things bother me quicker. Okay, so that's one form of the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is this. Some kids are just wired to feel things a lot more intensely.
Yeah.
They just are. Okay,
right.
Got it. When I talk to adults with anxiety problems of all kinds, much of the time they'll say, I remember when I was in the second grade, I just got so anxious about school, I just couldn't go there for 3 weeks. They'll describe a temperament that was there from the beginning, early on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about anxiety, and I could say this to your listeners, distress is not danger. Anxiety creates a sense of distress, but there's no danger there.
Wow.
Whatever you're feeling isn't going to hurt you. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Some people describe it as, quote-unquote, terrifying. But the reason they describe it as terrifying is because they don't know how to interpret it.
Right.
They don't know what it is.
Right.
If you explain to them, this is just your body reacting. It's the same reaction as if somebody were to break into your house and threaten you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. The difference is there's no danger here. Most people are anxious over things that cannot hurt them.
Wow.
Even public speaking, which is the number one anxiety producer in our culture, public speaking is not going to hurt you.
Mm.
But what happens, that's why you and I get the big bucks, by the way.
That's right. well, at least you.
What happens, well, you could be, hey, you are a great lead-in act. You get the Frisbees and the beach balls gone. I really appreciate that. You know?
Anytime, brother. No, and you know, what you're saying is so true, doctor. And I had panic attacks. I make no secret of that. I was hospitalized. I was in the ER with panic attacks. Most of the things I worried about weren't real dangers, but man, they were real to me at the time.
That's usually what people do, Gary. They head to the emergency room. They think they're having a heart attack.
That's what
they
thought.
They're losing their mind.
Yep.
And sometimes when you get some folks, they go to the emergency room and they get a clean bill of health. They come out and they say, well, no, the doctor's missed something.
Yep.
They missed it.
I've been there.
There was something there.
Yep,
yeah.
You're right.
And typically people start categorizing their life as BA, PA, before anxiety and post-anxiety.
Wow.
When they had their first panic attack, they were totally, totally frightened about the panic. I call it being anxious about being anxious. And what tends to happen is you set up a feedback loop which is, oh, no, gee, when's that going to happen again? Oh, I hope that doesn't happen again. That was horrible. Oh, I don't know if I could take another one of those. That was so awful. That was terrible. Why would that happen to me? What is going on? Am I losing my mind? And all of these cognitions start spinning in your head because you don't know how to interpret it. But if you truly believed the reality, which is, hey, Gary, for whatever the reason, your body is flaring up, and there's a list of reasons 20 miles long for why this can happen.
Wow.
Fatigue, all kinds of things. I had one once. I had a panic attack once while I was playing ball. And my heart rate was 150. I couldn't catch my breath. It was, and I remember thinking to myself, very disconnected, well, I guess this is a panic attack.
Wow.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
I wondered what it felt like. So I went and I sat down behind the bench, and it wouldn't go away. And I thought, man, what the heck is going on here, you know? I knew it was going to go away because your body runs out of adrenaline. So I thought, well, let me see, wait till this thing passes. I had realized as I analyzed my day that I hadn't eaten for 24 hours, and my blood sugar got so low. But at the time, had I panicked about the panic, who knows where I would have gone with that. But because I was detached, because I said, oh, huh, well, what do you know? I'm having a panic attack.
Wow.
Isn't this wild?
Yeah.
And then it didn't go any further.
Mm.
And I think that's probably the best thing you can tell somebody, which is you don't have to fear anxiety.
That's a great statement. And that's so true because it just builds upon itself. And that's exactly, I've had that happen to me so many times in my life. And you're right. And that fear just takes over. And Dr. Ray, here's another thing. If I could, you and I have talked about this before. When you bring faith into the mix, and I talk about, and I really believe this, Jesus and my personal relationship with Christ has helped me to be able to find peace after many, many years. But I run into people who say, wait a minute, Gary, I worry all the time. Therefore, I have no faith. And then they begin to worry more because their faith isn't what it should be. What would you say to somebody like that?
I wrote a book, When Faith Causes Family Friction.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, one of the questions was, if I had more faith, wouldn't I be less depressed?
Yep.
Wouldn't I be less anxious?
Yep.
Complex matter, a couple of key points. One, again, part of it is wiring.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just wired more uptight.
Right.
Some people are wired to overthink. They ruminate. Okay.
Yep.
The spin cycle in their brain just keeps going on and on and on. So it's not a clean relationship. You know, oh, well, if I were just a holier person, I'd be a calmer person.
Yeah.
Not totally. Not
right,
totally.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is this. You have to find out what are you ruminating about? What is it that is occupying your thinking time?
Mm-hmm.
One of the therapeutic techniques that therapists will use is, what's the worst that could happen? I could lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you lose your job, then what? Well, then I don't know what I'll do. Will you survive? Oh yeah, I'll probably survive. I guess I'll have to look for another job. Yeah, but it won't be as good as the job I have.
Hmm.
Okay, that could be. In other words, you walk them through all of the stuff that you're so desperately fearful of. If it would happen, and the likelihood of it happening is minuscule, but if it would happen, you could deal with it. They convince themselves they can't.
Right.
It's the worst thing that could occur, you know.
Right.
When I go to that radio show, if they came to me one day and they say, hey, great, you stink. Okay, we're taking you off the air. Okay, all right, I wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to sit there and say to myself, oh, gee, oh, gosh, I hope that doesn't happen. You know, I've heard rumors that I stink, and my listening audience of 155 people is not backing me up, you know. So I'm not going to live with that. I am not going to live with that. I've determined that. But you got to walk people through it because they do not walk through it.
No.
They just assume, because I worry about it, it's real.
Yeah, and as you're walking us through it, I'm actually starting to feel better listening to you because I've been guilty of doing the same thing. My wife and I homeschool our twin girls, Mary and Elizabeth. They graduated this year, but there were many times that we thought my wife would think, oh no, they're not going to make it, and it's my fault, and I'm ruining them forever, and they will not graduate from high school, therefore they won't go to college, and she takes it. I mean, my wife, she won't get mad. I know she listens to the program. She won't get mad because she's admitted this. She has the girls on the street. They'll be homeless because they won't be able to get a job because they didn't get this one lesson in math, and I think that snowball effect can really take over sometimes.
Well, Gary, as you said at the beginning of our interview, I'm a very compassionate man.
Right.
So I would say to your wife, and you can take this to her for me when she starts thinking like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You tell her that Dr. Ray said, what a crock.
I'm glad you said that and not me.
She may be listening now.
You know, part of it, too, part of it, I'll tell you, you put your finger on it. Much as we don't want to hear this,
yeah,
there's a component of pride involved.
Mm.
Anxiety has a component of pride. What if my kids aren't successful?
Yeah.
What if I didn't do it quite right? What if they don't graduate from high school? What if one goes to Penn State and the other goes to State Penn? You know, you get this sense of, you know, I have to do
yeah.
this. It's got to work out. But who do you think you are?
Mm,
you know,
wow.
That's what I always say. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You know, I tell people, my 10 kids, I got some of them going to serve the church and some of them probably going to serve time, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I hope not.
That's true, though, and I agree with that. There is an element of pride that does work into this whole mix. Dr. Ray, before we let you go, I know you're a busy guy, and I really appreciate you spending time with us. What's new in the world of Dr. Ray Guarendi? What are you working on these days?
I was dragged kicking and screaming into Facebook.
Oh, it took a long time. You fought it for a long time, didn't you, brother?
Forever.
Yeah.
I'm an old man. I fought it forever.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't like the idea of, well, here I am sitting on the couch talking to Gary Zimak.
Yeah.
You know, I would have lost the humility award, you know. So she said, I'll manage it, Ray. We're going to put up videos to help people with their parenting, with their life, with their family, etc. You let me handle it. You produce the videos. I said, okay, Katie, that's fine. And she's done a heck of a job. So that's the latest thing on my plate.
Great. Now, where can we follow you on Facebook and keep up with everything that you're doing?
I have no idea.
It's on Facebook.
How about if we go to, how about drray.com, drray.com? Would that be a good place to start?
If you go to the website, I think she has a link to Facebook on there. Yeah, I don't know because I don't go to the website.
I love your honesty. I love your honesty, Dr. Ray Guarendi. And listen, I'm going to apologize if you sound a little tired on the air today at 1 p.m. It's my fault. So thank you for getting up, and I appreciate it.
I'm calling off today, Gary.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's my fault. Dr. Ray Guarendi, you're the man. Thank you so much, my brother.
Hi, buddy. I'll talk to you. Bye.
All right. Dr. Ray Guarendi, we extended that segment a little bit, Dave. I couldn't.
He
was on a roll.
Yes, he was.
How about that story at the beginning?
I love it.
Was that great?
That was a great story, Dr. Ray.
I would
Ray.
Say if you ever get a chance to see Dr. Ray speak live, it's like a stand-up comedy act. The man is amazing. He's also an accomplished musician.
He's a singer.
He plays the keyboard. He's really good. Frank and I, when we were at EWTN at the radio conference last year, we got to hear Dr. Ray do some keyboard work. He's a multi-talented person. Unlike me, I'm trying to find one thing that I do well.
He keeps a crowd excited.
Isn't he good?
Yeah. He is.
He's great. So we're grateful that he spent a little extra time with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great
advice.
So
he's on Facebook now?
He is on Facebook. He's doing live videos.
He was kind of against Facebook for the longest time and actually would talk about it in a show, and then he had to kind of rescind that as he went on Facebook to put videos and stuff out.
Well, welcome aboard, Dr. Ray.
Yep. So we are going to put his contact information up on spiritinthemorning.com. It's drray.com is his website. How about a Be Not Afraid Bible verse while we have a minute?
Let's go.
Comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. This ties into, Dave, what you were saying earlier about doing the gospel on the air, being able to proclaim the good news. And it also ties into what Dr. Ray just said. This verse from St. Paul, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. That's why we're here, Frank.
Exactly.
That's why. And we're grateful, Frank Eliason, to you for letting us come on the air every day. So, no, I mean that sincerely. Yeah. This is an unbelievable blessing, yeah. And I know Dave feels the same way.
Yeah, and, well, what the setup for that was when Gary was doing the gospel, I was listening intently, I just had a flashback to when I, you know, long before this ever transpired, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit, but I would be reading the passage or the Bible, okay? And I just thought, how great is it that, I mean, the Lord got me to, you know, work with Gary and Frank and at Holy Spirit Radio, and I just had this Holy Spirit moment. Mm. How good is that? And to the point of evangelizing and helping share the good news with our friends. You know?
It's an unbelievable blessing.
I still get goosebumps.
And we are coming up on our first anniversary, Frank, October the 10th, the first anniversary of Spirit in the Morning. This show has taken off well beyond any of my expectations. Mm-hmm. Next week on the program, I can announce it now because it's official, Michael Warsaw will be joining us, the CEO of EWTN. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come on. He worked very hard to work us into his schedule.
And not only CEO of EWTN, he's now the communications with the Pope.
Yeah, I've got to get the official title.
We are going to talk about this. That's pretty neat.
I mean, this is big time. Michael Warsaw wanted to. He was traveling next week. And he worked it out so that he could fit us in between mm-hmm. trips because he wanted to come on to the program. He knows of Holy Spirit Radio. We were one of the early mm-hmm. EWTN affiliates.
Yes, we were.
We were well known.
Yes.
And unbelievable. Teresa Tamio on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Bobby Schindler. I mean, mm-hmm. the list goes on. Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Yeah.
People that want to come on the program.
And look at Thursdays. Now our pro-life, our first segment, pro-life oriented. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but one of the things I'll say about that is we're always pro-life oriented.
It's more of an emphasis year-round now. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep. And yes, Frank.
Oh no, I was just going to do a quick shout out to Lily. Oh. Today is her birthday, so happy birthday, Lily. Hopefully she's still asleep and not hearing me. But I seriously doubt that she's usually up.
She'll
quite
hear
early
on the rebroadcast.
The morning. Exactly.
Happy birthday, Lily.
And make sure, Lily, if you are listening, you get your parents to treat you extra special today. Now, what are we doing something special for Lily, Frank? Not to put you on
the spot.
How
about she's extra special for us?
Okay. All right. Anyway.
She'll probably be up here, actually.
Oh, great.
And how many candles again, Frank?
11.
11. Wow.
11 candles. Wow.
They grow up fast. Yeah.
They sure do. Happy birthday, Lily. Hope you have a great day. Mm-hmm. We are about, what do we have, about 1 minute left in the program?
A minute and a half.
I want to ask you listening to the program, I'm going to ask you for a favor right now. I want to hear from you, especially if you've never emailed me before. I want to hear what you think about the program. Dave mm-hmm. and Frank, I am always running into people who say...
Well, if they don't want to tell you, they can just tell me.
Okay.
Give your email address. They can give the negative feedback my way, the positive
there
feedback.
There is no negative feedback. All right. So, here's what I'm asking.
Whoa, what a softball.
Stop. I want the negative feedback so I can decide whether I send it to you or not. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org or Frank@HolySpiritRadio.org.
That is correct.
Right, we do want to hear from you because if you like the show, I am constantly running into people who say, I love listening. Do I listen to you on the way to work? Mm-hmm. So let us know, especially if you've never written before.
Exactly. And tell us like what you'd like to hear, too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, not even just for this show, but anytime. We're always re-looking at things and, mm-hmm. you know, love when I mm-hmm. can incorporate listener feedback.
Yep.
So
exactly. We're here to serve you, and you matter.
Yeah. Very good. Very well spoken, Dave.
Thanks.
So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow on the program, we will be joined by Teresa Tamio, and I hope you'll be able to join us on the show. Thanks to Dr. Ray for spending some time with us. Remember, cut him some slack today. He's going to be tired. He woke up extra early. So when you hear him on The Doctor Is In, he's not really going to call out sick. That's going to be my
fault. I'm not going to go there.
That's
going to
be my fault. But he was a lot of fun. So my thanks to Dr. Ray.
Maybe
and to
he has Ken, Comrex. He can phone
and
it in.
And to Ken Davidson for joining us on the show. Remember to check out holyheroes.com as well as drray.com. Let's remember one thing. Wherever you go today, whatever you do, you know that the Lord is with you. So make sure you do what? You turn around and say, hi, Lord, how you doing? Help me. This is Gary Zimak on behalf of Dave Parker and Frank Eliason. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.